This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
My cousin cheated at tetherball, so I tethered his balls to a bull riding song.
JPC's warm-ups are like Olive Garden. When you're here, they're about family.
JP's Lebanese sister knows that she kissed her.
I don't know if that's helpful at all.
No shit, all Sherlock. It's Hey Riddle Riddle. I'm Adel Rafai.
I'm JPZ.
And I'm Aaron Keefe.
And we're three little frogs on a log. Ready to eat them up some riddles.
Frogs eat riddles. Frogs live on logs.
Frogs eat riddles.
Correct.
How are we feeling on riddles? Are we still into them?
Ooh.
Oh, that's a fucking weird question to ask. I still like riddles. I like the math ones the best. I know that I've started liking the math ones more because I know that they give you an aneurysm and they make Aaron really excited.
And you're a bit of a Dr. Budget.
And I'm a bit of a Dr. Budget.
You're a real data freak.
I said that I was a data freak in an email today that you must have read.
Yep.
Wow. That's why I said emails. It. Yep.
Don't respond, but I read them. Aaron?
I like the riddles that make sense. Call me crazy.
Call you crazy.
And I'm still into the lateral thinking problems, where even if you don't know the answer, you can suss it out by waiting some time.
All right, so how many more episodes of riddles are we committing to in this?
10 more episodes.
Years.
It's very funny to I'm so sorry.
Someone has just Kool-Aid manned into the room.
I know the whole rule with ghosts is you don't reveal yourselves, but you were talking about math. Love math. I was actually murdered by a falling decimal point.
Oh.
We don't have to get into it. But
at like Walmart, like falling prices?
Yes.
You got rolled back into the afterlife?
Yes. They basically said Arizona is going to be 99 cents, no longer a dollar. And that was the last thing I remember of my corporeal form.
Oh, the state or the tea?
You know what?
Spill it.
What is the state of the tea? Is my question.
Philosophy.
It was the tea. Yeah.
For those who don't know, the ghost, and for Japes and Aaron, I wanted to reinvigorate the episode with the show even, with someone who enjoys riddles.
So you wanted to reinvigorate the episode that just started.
Yeah.
I get it. I've yawned twice.
Look, I've been listening from the rafters and it wasn't doing too hot. So he texted me and going like, please.
You don't think that frog log stuff was fucking gold?
The frog stuff is where it went down. There's a chart of how good it's going and it's just frogs eat riddles and it tanks.
But saying our names was good?
Saying your name, yeah, okay. It was rocky, all right? It was
better.
The middle of the roller coaster.
Fair enough. We have a special guest in the studio, Demi Adejuibe.
Hello.
Thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you for having me.
Snap.
I'm the one who clapped.
Chicago. So typically when we have special guests, it's Hollywood Nights, but Demi's in Chicago.
I am.
But also Demi brought some Hollywood weather with him because it's fucking
gorgeous.
Nice today in Chicago.
And I'm taking it with me when I go.
Yeah, taking it right back with
me. Sorry.
You.
Truly the best day of the year. Demi, what is your relationship with riddles, with puzzles?
I like anything that has an answer that makes me feel safe.
Okay.
I like.
So when the answer is like knives, you're like, no.
If it makes sense, I'm like, okay, it makes sense that there are knives there. I feel like doing creative stuff means that it's always just kind of like left up to like, well, maybe this works, maybe this doesn't.
Sure.
But like with puddles and rizzles and schools galore.
Ooples and banunus.
Yeah. With puzzles, like riddles, even math, I'm always just like, there is a correct answer to this and that makes me feel good.
Yeah.
It's like, I don't know, like an escape room. It's just all of these things where I'm just like, you're solving it and therefore I love it. So I'm a big fan.
Are you a fan of escape rooms?
Oh yeah.
How many have you done?
I lost count after 30.
Ooh. So do you have a favorite?
I don't have... Yes, I have a favorite in LA. It's this place called the Alchemist at Escape Room LA. It was just... I remember it was like in the first few like escape rooms I did. And then we were like, oh, I guess we're done pretty early. And then they were like, no, you're not. And just like something happened. And I was just like, oh, yeah. Anyway.
The best is when there's like, you think it's like two rooms and then suddenly like eight. Yes. And you're like, this is incredible.
I love corridors. I love rooms. I love drop downs. Any sort of thing where it seems like, oh, this isn't very thought out. And then you're like, no, there's like a third part of this.
You love corridors?
I do.
Would you star in a Clue remake?
I would not star in the Clue remake that they are currently doing.
What?
Did we know this? Oh, you didn't know that they're doing one?
Yeah. Did we mention that?
Yeah. We talked about it. Yeah. But I don't, anyway. Yes, I would.
Okay.
I love Clue. I think it's one of my favorite movies. Yeah.
I have one final question.
Just so we know, Demi does not want to star in that because it's being directed by Eric Trump.
Oh.
I think you'll do a good job.
Look, if it was a second film, I'd be like, maybe.
Yeah, not your debut, Eric. Yeah,
get some clout behind him.
Also, if this reaches anyone who's casting the Clue remake,
this reaches nobody.
Oh,
you don't. Yeah, you don't have to worry about
great.
That.
Great.
I have one final question.
This only reaches casting for TV.
Created an escape room, what would like the theme or genre of it be? Just trying to get
great
to know you.
Great cue, Aaron. Great cue.
Hey, thanks.
Ooh. No, this barbecue is delicious. Oh, question terrible.
At least I meant good barbecue. Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I feel like I would want something that is like sort of light because I hate horror escape rooms too. But I also want something where I want something that's maybe like super specific where it's like, why did you make an escape room that's just about this intersection in your hometown that the stoplight's broken or some shit?
Ah.
But like, I don't know. I think the more precise the theme, the more fun. Like astronauts fun, but it's like if it was a specific day as an astronaut, I'd be like, that's weird.
Yeah. Something
love it.
Like so mundane.
Why did they make a Challenger escape room?
I have a question about escape rooms. Is there like a bar one, like a drinking one that exists? Someone should make a speakeasy one where you're
there's
drinking.
There's a lot of speakeasies. There's a lot of like Capone.
But can you actually drink in it?
I feel like there are a lot that are BYOB, but it's also like, what? You got, it's 60 minutes.
You're right.
You got time.
I can stop drinking for 60 minutes.
But also, like, you have to get out of there in 60 minutes.
But I would love to watch a bunch of drunk people try to get through an escape room.
I would love to do an escape room with a working toilet in it because everyone that I've ever done, I always get yelled at by staff.
Anytime I take Japes to a prison escape room, it's brutal.
Mm. Yeah.
When I was working on The Late Late Show, James Corden, we made an escape room for the guests to do that was themed to the show, and it was surprisingly fun.
Oh, cool. That's
you got to help create it?
Yeah. Well, help create it. We helped test it.
Yeah.
They brought in like an outside team to build it. And it was great.
That's a GD dream.
Yeah.
So Demi, for people who may not know you, then everyone knows you. What are some of your credits? Tell us where we might know you from.
So I'm the guy who first invented that thing where like a dog puts his paw over its eyes in a trailer. Like, oh. The record scratch, that's all me.
A dog salute.
Yeah. I do those things for trailers. They're just like, we need to sell this trailer to children and women who have never seen a movie. what can you give us? And I go like, all right, a record scratch and then a dog going,
Can I say something real quick? I've seen, this last week, I saw 5 movies in 3 days. And every movie trailer that came out, there's a new thing. So it used to be Christopher Nolan did Dark Knight, and there was the blam.
Yeah.
And every trailer copped that, where it's just like blam.
Blam.
Now if you watch every trailer that involves any amount of like action or gunshots or fist fighting, there is like some sort of music, and it's set to the sound of the punches or the gunfights. So it's like, the great example is like Wonder Woman. Like it's set to How Does It Feel by, what is that?
Depeche Mode.
So there's this like, punch, 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 lasso. Like it's all.
Yep.
That's every single movie has done that. I think it started with Atomic Blonde. I think they invented it. And then since then, and it just hit me this weekend where it's like, fucking hell, every single movie does this.
Yeah.
So sorry, Demi, where else?
Oh, they also do the thing where it's like any sort of like family film will have a moment where they just like have like a symbol, just like a whoosh.
A dog's purpose.
Exactly. Yeah. And it drives me nuts. I was the first guy who said, look, a lot of old songs out there that people love, what if we slowed it down and made it, you know, a really sad cover of that song.
Oh, yeah, wow. And you did one for Sitting on the Dock of the Bay.
That's right.
That's the slowest song I can think of.
Sitting on the dock of the bay. It's World War II, and we gotta get these damn Nazis. Sitting on the dock of the bay. That was me.
Beautiful.
Mm-hmm. I don't get paid much, but I do it for, yeah.
Well, it's the love movie? Of the game, honestly. It's right. What keeps yeah. us all motivated. Mm-hmm.
You don't get paid much, but you do it for what?
Oh, I do it for the adoration of the mm-hmm. screaming crowds.
Yeah.
I don't get paid much. I do it for thousands of dollars.
Well, let's get into, Demi, since you actually like riddles, let's get into some riddles here.
Yeah.
I'll give you an example of one. We usually do some warmies. That's what we call warm-ups because there's not enough time to say warm-up, so never we shorten it to warmies.
But the explanation takes up a lot of time.
We'll cut that out.
Okay. We'll cut out just
we'll
you
cut out
that.
The frog. We'll cut out the frog. We'll cut out the frog and log stuff, but we'll leave this in so people know something was cut out.
Actually, great. Casey, just take those two things and swap them. No reason to cut them out. We don't want to lose content. We don't want to lose time. Just swap their positions in that
But
episode.
Cut this out.
Hey, cut this out and then start now.
Casey, can you add a dog going, just want to get paid.
So here's the type of riddle we might hear. We might hear, how much dirt is there in a hole 3 feet deep, 6 feet long, and 4 feet wide?
How much dirt is there in a hole 3 feet long?
3 feet deep.
Deep.
6 feet long, 4 feet wide.
How much dirt?
I mean, I know.
I also know.
So,
well, let's all just stare at this moron.
No, I know as well.
No, not you.
Oh, Casey? Fuck you, Casey. Do that editing we asked you to do. Can we all say the answer at the same time?
Mm-hmm. Well, no, because you don't know it, and you're trying to piggyback on
Ready?
Their answers.
Ready?
One, two, three. There's
the
no
hole.
The hole
is empty.
The but answer is none. It's a hole.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
72 square feet.
Damn. Is that right?
Was it all feet? Did you say 3 by 6 by 4?
He's a math ghost.
He's a math ghost. Math ghost in the room.
Solving makes me feel good. I want to see a scene.
Mm-hmm.
Japes, you are... you are a neighbor of Aaron and Demi.
Okay.
You have dug a huge hole in your backyard. You won't say why. You didn't get any permits. And Aaron and Demi are going to confront you.
Gotcha.
Hey, good
neighbors. Good morning. Wow, it is morning. Been up all night.
Yeah, you've been up all night. That shovel there.
Yes, I have. Can I get you anything? You know, you see you're in my yard. Bring
are you
some
making
coffee?
A pool? Like are you building a pool in your backyard or?
Oh, I don't play. Can I get you anything? Some coffee, some water?
No, we're good. We've had our coffee. We're just curious.
You can never
about...
have enough water. Hydrolysis is a lie. That's something that the media wants you to believe.
We want to get along with
you.
Yeah,
we'll follow up on that later.
Sure.
What's with, you're digging a hole here.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for noticing. Yes. I got a little project going on, I guess you could say.
Oh, okay. And what is it? And what is the project?
Well, I mean, it's a little bit personal. I don't go to your house and ask you why you're digging your hole.
We don't have a hole.
We don't have a hole in our...
Would you like one? I can dig one for you.
No.
I did this one. It just took me all night. But I honestly had a bunch of water and coffee, so I don't need to sleep. I could dig you a hole as well.
I guess just settle a bet for us. You're not burying a person?
This would be way too big for a person.
Maybe, that wasn't a no.
Maybe a giant. Are you sure you don't want me to dig you a hole?
Yes.
Can I be honest with you?
Yes.
You're probably going to need one.
What does that mean?
Definitely. Explain.
Well... I wouldn't have dug this hole for no reason, right? We could all admit. We could all, reasonable people, could admit.
We're not sure about that.
Okay. So, I stayed up all night. I dug this big hole in my yard. Mm-hmm. I could dig a big hole in your yard. I'd have it done by tomorrow night. And by the night after that, you would thank me for it.
Ooh.
That's a yes?
Nope.
See.
Usually.
Oh. Let's get into another one here. What has a heart but no other organs? What has a heart but no other organs?
You can answer if you know.
Yeah, if you know the answer.
An artichoke?
Artichoke, great guess. That's not the correct answer here,
what?
But that
That's
is a correct answer.
That was my only guess.
My guess was this was about the band Heart because they don't have an organ in that band.
Wembley Stadium in 1981.
Yep.
How do I get you alone? So is it Hearts Alone, the only song by Heart that I know?
It is
you
not.
You know Barracuda.
I know Barracuda. God
Come
damn
on.
It.
You watch Birds of Prey.
I did. Wait, was that Barracuda
song was in it?
Yeah. Oh. Roller skating scene.
Oh, so now we've seen.
A deck of cards.
Also, I, Tanya.
roller skating.
Yeah, Margot Robbie will only be in movies with roller skates or skating. Aaron, you are 100% correct. You want to
really?
Repeat that answer?
A deck of cards.
It is a deck of cards. What has a heart but no other organs? A deck of cards.
Wait, you guys don't have... What about the spleen of seven? The seven of spleens.
Playing with the spleen of seven. Da, 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 da.
I'd like to see a scene.
Uh-huh.
The three of you are three guys at a poker table.
Yes.
And it's like the middle of the night and you're all just like waiting each other out. You want to be the last one to leave the table.
So win the poker?
Yeah. I love. But also, like, you've just, like, the
you
three
think,
of you are, like, some of you have won some games, some
gotcha.
Of you have lost, you know.
What,
like,
this, one
a
of us
sad
live
casino.
Here?
Sad casino in the middle of the night.
But
you,
you
know
do,
what I'm saying.
You do think that poker is a game that's determined by who leaves the table first.
Yeah.
No.
It's like chicken.
I don't. Yeah.
Poker is like that hands on a hard body. Where the last person to touch the car wins the game.
Last time I was in Vegas, I won a table.
How about, how about you're just three guys do, playing poker
okay,
and
poker.
You do whatever you want.
Yeah, doing poker. Gotcha.
Well, I'm not leaving the table.
Well, that's funny because I'm not leaving the and I raise you. I'm not leaving the table either.
Well, cool. I raise you. I've been pissing in a bottle under the table, so I don't have to go anywhere anytime soon.
I've been pissing in your shoes. Check checkmate.
Oh man. Well, to be fair, I took my flip flops off when I came into your house because I'm a guest. So
that's right. You're both guests. Mm-hmm. So
Annie up.
Okay. Annie. Get up.
Annie, are you okay?
I'm gonna go wake my daughter.
Okay?
Yeah. Annie, are
you okay? Annie?
Are you okay?
Annie.
Are you okay?
I'm okay.
Okay.
I'm okay.
I'm just not eating or drinking. Not going to need to piss or shit or nothing. Just going to sit here.
The only thing I've ate.
This damn table.
Is these poker chips.
Oh, you eating the chips, huh?
Well, yeah, these are Ruffles, right?
Oh, so you're going to need to poop at some point, huh? Going to have to poop those big old greenies out.
Human beings only need to poop three times a week.
And Tom, did you say, are these Ruffles?
Yeah.
Let me ask you something, shitface. Do they have ridges?
Yeah, they have ridges. Ruffles
I think
have
you just
ridges.
Answered your own question.
All right. Let's be clear. Cards on the table. I am not leaving this poker game until one of you leaves this poker game.
Well, I'm not leaving this poker game until my Lyft arrives. Trick question. I have no order to fucking Lyft. I'm not leaving this poker game.
Well, I'm not leaving because I live here. My daughter Annie just woke up and she'll need me to take care of her and put on some programming for her until she falls back asleep.
What you going
to
put on?
I'll probably put on Blue's Clues.
Blues
Is
Clues.
That still a thing?
No,
what,
it's not
I don't know.
Thing.
What are kids into? Do you both have kids? What are kids into?
Paw Patrol.
Paw Patrol?
Oh, you're right. I do have kids.
Oh, crap. Yeah,
gentlemen,
I do.
This table's starting to smell. So we'd like for the three of you to head on out.
All right. Sweetie, I live here.
You first.
Fine.
Sorry, my wife worked at Caesar's.
This table's starting to smell.
Okay, yeah. Well, I'll go. But before I do, I'd just like to lay down my hand and... show y'all what I got.
Well, it doesn't matter what you had. It's poker.
I flushed the river.
Flushed the river?
Wow.
Yep, I flushed the river. That I'm holding snake. That
wow.
Tom, can I be real with you guys?
Yeah.
Wish we had learned how to play the game.
I don't know the game.
Right?
I don't know.
Aaron, have you ever been gambling?
Mm-hmm. A few times. Not my favorite thing.
Oh, you went in New Orleans. You went to Harrah's, right?
Mm-hmm.
What is your favorite thing?
That is a good question. I like a good nap.
And
I like salty food. End of list.
What's a good nap for you? What's a good time length for a nap?
Ooh, I like a good 2 hour nap.
That's a sleep.
Oh yeah,
that's a sleep.
That is.
Well,
you need more sleep.
I feel like naps. Like every time I've taken a 2 hour nap, it's fucked me up like way worse than I would have been just like not sleeping.
I'm not trying to get rest. I'm trying to shut off my brain for 2 seconds.
Yeah.
You naps, idiot.
Naps are just time travel. You're just like, all right, it is 4 o'clock. I would love for it to be 8. Let's do this.
Marty, we got to take a nap.
Yeah,
nap to the future?
I also went on
there
a cruise. I went on a cruise with my improv team once, which is a true thing.
Hellish sentence.
Yeah, I know, right?
And correct me if I'm wrong. You guys started coronavirus?
Yeah, we did. Mm. But there was a lot of gambling on the boat, and I just was like, oh, this is...
What'd you play?
I played blackjack once. I watched... my friend Andrew professionally plays poker. That's his, like...
Everyone says that.
Main source of
Everyone
income.
Everyone says that. I know...
That's
know
how he makes all of his money, though.
We're like, I play poker online professionally.
But is that their full-time job?
Yeah, that's
his.
What people say.
It's Andrews. I don't know.
1,500 people like, do that?
Yeah. You've never, I don't think you've seen Andrew Robinson play.
Where do you make your friends?
I'm trying to call Aaron out. Don't call me out.
I'm sorry. We're having to, this is a cycle of bluffing now. Well, don't call me out next week.
Andrew's making his money somewhere, and I think, I believe him. Have you seen Andrew? Have you ever played with him?
I've never played poker with him.
It's crazy.
But I've never played poker, so I'm not a gambler. I don't have a gambling bone in my body. I would believe that he plays poker professionally.
Demi? Oh, go ahead.
I was going to say, I played poker one time in my life, and I won, and was like, I don't understand what happened, but I can't ever play again.
Yeah.
I can't risk this high.
Undefeated victory.
Yeah. I've gambled one time before. I went to my ex's funeral in Reno, and we were just like, well, we're staying in this casino. Why don't we just go down and gamble for a bit? And we did, and I'm only spending $20. I ended up like $22.03, and I was like, this is a good place to stop. So I just didn't even cash it out. I just had the voucher and was like, this is I get why people are addicted to this. Not for me.
Yeah. I get it. I have an addictive personality, so I gotta be careful about that stuff.
I gambled once. I ate sushi at Jewel Osco.
Pretty good joke.
Pretty good.
Casey laugh.
Did you pick up that Casey laugh?
Sadder
I'm sure everyone
anything.
Outside the Midwest is yeah. like, Jewel Osco? Is that Jewel's new album?
It's like Kroger, motherfucker.
Yeah.
Yeah, we get the contact. You can dub that in, just like I gamble with saying sushi at CVS.
I'll do it. Yeah, like radio promo.
Yeah,
where
you could
like,
have used CVS. I'm just or Walgreens,
and I love W429.
I gamble. I ate sushi at a Wawa.
I was hanging out with some people this last weekend who are, I know 1,500 people.
Well, I met them all on Chat Roulette. It seems.
I thought the brag was I was alive last weekend.
I was living my life. And they're degenerate gamblers, and they were telling me how they are gambling on...
degenerate gambles. That's like Xbox, Triple H, China.
Degeneration gamblers.
The Road Dog.
They were gambling on, I think, Turkish basketball, putting bets on that. And I was like, you guys have lost your fucking minds.
that's like you run out of shit to gamble on and you're like scraping the bottom of the barrel.
I don't like having money.
Yeah, it's like high risk, high reward. I don't know.
That's wild.
I know some people who have like gambling problems. You know, our friend Spencer.
Yeah, let's put him on blast.
No, fine. He doesn't listen to the show.
Want to bet?
Spencer R.
Spencer.
He was telling me he was going to Vegas with his improv team, and then him and another degenerate gambler on his improv team were like, before the team gets there, we should go for a day before that just to gamble. But then they were like, but we should also get like a day of gambling in before we do our gambling day. So they went 2 days early to gamble, and I was like, and they just like stay up for 24 hours and fucking gamble the entire time.
The only thing I'll bet on is there's in Vegas at the MGM Grand, I think, there's a table. It's from 1962 or something. There's only one in the strip.
This is an adult
and
thing
it's, an old-timey, it's an old-timey horse race machine.
Yeah.
So it's a giant table. It's like an air hockey-sized table with little metal horses. And you put in quarters, and then you press what horse you think is going to win. And then it pays out, like, whatever the odds are, right?
Yeah. Do you trifecta and stuff like that? Like, you're actually
I don't think so. But it's only a quarter per bet, but you can bet more. But it's so fun to just – I sat there for, like, 7 hours one time.
Oh, my God.
And just, like, I was like, this is the most peaceful, enjoyable thing in the world.
You could have spent less time just going to a horse track.
Yeah. You could have gone to a quarter museum.
That's my secret, Demi. I'm always stupid. Let's do another riddle here.
Why not?
No one's listening for that.
What can...
You're not wrong.
They want to hear our gambling stories.
Yeah. What can never be placed in a saucepan? What can never be placed in a saucepan?
Another pan.
Time.
Good guess. Time is a good one.
the
concept of time.
No, the spice. THYME.
I know how time is.
Great. What can never be placed in a sauce?
Marty, we got to go back. It's
sauce.
Not you. It's your sauce.
The lid.
Japes, bingo, bingo, ha-ta-ta. The only thing you can't place in a saucepan is its lid.
There's a lot of things you can't put in a saucepan.
A smaller sauce, a smaller lid.
You can put a smaller lid in. You can't put a bigger lid
in. Can you put a car in?
Also, what if I break the lid in half and then put the pieces in there? Checkmate. This riddle sucks. Next one.
I think
we're taking it to riddle court.
Demi's sauce sucks. It's all full of broken pot lid.
Well, sorry. Wait, I want to see a scene.
Yeah.
Okay. Someone has just fucked up a sauce and refuses to accept that pieces of the, like, things that they use to cook it are just mixed into the pasta or whatever. You are the chef. You two are people who have tasted this sauce and are insisting that it's not very good.
Sorry, we had the waiter come go back and get you because we just have a question.
Can I just say something? This happens to me all the time. Whenever you're ready for the compliments, I am ready to receive them.
Oh, let's do a compliment sandwich.
Your compliments to the chef
sandwich.
Are much appreciated.
Okay.
Let me put on my hat here. Yeah. I did go to Le Cordon Bleu.
We love your hat.
We love your hat.
Oh. The sauce that you served us is full of what appears to be parts of a spoon.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay, so this is a on purpose. It's like a deconstructed pieces of spoon.
And we like your hat.
Thank you so much.
It seems like you gave me a compliment sandwich.
You're a chef.
And that's another thing about the compliment sandwich you served us. It was a little, how would you describe it?
I don't think it was, it weren't so much compliments as they were statements of fact about our appearance.
Yeah.
Hmm. Okay. Interesting.
Yeah.
Well, I do want to defend my sauce here for just a moment to backtrack. It is a spoon sauce in terms of all sauces come from a spoon. What you have there, if I may point it out, this is a Werther's original. Now, that's melted down to make caramel, I assume.
On my pasta?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
There's also paprika in there. There's some of my son.
I don't like that.
No.
My son left some Legos out. I stepped on one of those. So we have a Souchon of Lego.
Okay.
Okay.
That is some of my hair as I am going bald.
I'm not a chef or anything.
No. Of course, I can tell.
Is that pasta glass?
Those are glass noodles. Now, I typically work with angel hair, but my wife died last weekend. Sure. So I refuse to work with angel hair anymore.
And I'm
because she had the best.
I'm noticing that you're wearing a chef's hat and you're naked from the head down and your body.
Well, I'm very inspired by Jamie Oliver, of course, the naked chef. I am nowhere near him, so almost like when people take half of Jordan's number, you know? People like, I can't be 45,
Jordan was 45?
Well, for a while.
I hate to ask this.
Famously 23.
you work here? Do you work here?
I am the...
This is taking too long.
I'm the chef at the table?
You're the chef at the table.
I'm the chef.
That was sort of a yes or no.
Table.
I knew that we shouldn't have ordered food at a car wash.
There's so many times I want to just be like, wait.
I felt like I heard some story that people who wore 23 did it to be half as good as Jordan. But when Jordan came back from his retirement, he couldn't wear 23 because they had retired 23, which is the dumbest thing Chicago's ever done.
What about that fire because of that cow?
Well, no.
No, this was dumber.
So for a while he played in 45, but I feel like there was some, maybe I'm wrong, but listeners will know.
Because 45 is double 23? Is that right?
It's double minus one.
Double minus one.
They famously don't do half numbers in the NBA.
I would have loved it if he came in as 44 and a half.
Muggsy Bogues is 0.05.
0.5. Wait,
okay, time out. Right. You're all doing terrible math right now.
Ooh, the math ghost is here.
Yeah, sorry to return, but... 23 times 2.
No, 23 times 2 is a half number. We all know this.
It's true.
It's 46.
I was like, am I going crazy? No, I can't speak up. They're going to embarrass me.
We can't possibly know. Look, if you're not from Chicago, don't comment on Michael Jordan's number. None of us are from Chicago either. We've lived here long enough that we're all from Chicago.
Yeah.
You guys, what is wider than itself? Sorry. What is wider than life itself, longer than forever, so simple it's complicated, travels but never leaves the spot, puts others in dangers but no one gets hurt, and reaches to worlds unknown?
I want to say dead ass.
Yeah, is it dead ass?
Is it dead ass?
I put that on the back of my sweatpants. Baby fat sweatpants.
Wait, sorry, can you repeat that?
Yes. What is wider than life itself, longer than forever, so simple it's complicated, travels but never leaves the spot, puts others in danger but no one gets hurt, and reaches to worlds unknown?
Michael Jordan, Space Jam.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
As soon as you said travels, I'm like, yeah, I remember.
Yeah, he never dribbles once in that entire movie.
Life itself? His arm.
His arm, mm-hmm. His wingspan.
It's not true. I've seen it very recently. Let's not talk about
Puts
it.
Puts other in danger, but nobody gets hurt. Dynamite, Tweety Bird.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
All right, let's see. I'm just going to talk out of my ass. Is it DNA?
Puts others in danger.
Is it silence?
Aaron, when you said talk out of your ass... That's famously Jim Carrey's move. You're closer with Jim Carrey than you were with the answer you said.
Oh,
is it smoking?
Is the answer to this riddle, do not go in there?
I want so bad to be like a pilot just so I can be like, and on this flight, there's no smoking.
That's why you want to be a pilot?
I'll throw away 3 years of my life.
I do not trust you as a pilot if that's the only reason why you want to be a pilot. 3 years.
You just go on a plane and be like, hey, is there any chance I can make one announcement?
Yeah. What I have to do is keep going on flights until one day someone's like, is there a pilot on board? Because the pilot's sick. And then I just raise my hand. Nobody checks my credentials. They trust, right? Uh-huh. Honor system.
What happened to the co-pilot?
What credentials would you have? Just be like, I'll prove it. Let me in there.
I love someone making an announcement on a plane. Is a pilot on board? Oh, we're fucked. We're all dead. They're asking
like, another
pilot.
They're just trying to settle a bet.
I also just love, I love how you think that anyone could be like, yeah, 3 years from now, I could be a pilot. I could be a commercial pilot.
My girlfriend's a flight attendant, which means I can go on the advanced track.
That's true. Yeah.
Typically it's 10 years, so I can do it in 3.
They can fast track you.
Wait, what?
Demi and Adel, I want to see a scene. You are two pilots and you're in a plane, flying the plane. It may be something's going wrong.
I'll just check the elevation here. All right, okay, steady on our course.
Okay, let me turn on the salt and let me toggle the wiggle.
Wait, did you say the salt?
Yeah, just got to turn on the salt there. Just make sure we have maximum salt.
There's no switch for a salt. What did you just flip right there?
What did I? Let me take off this label that I made. It says salt.
How long have you been doing this?
I've been a pilot now for about 3 weeks.
And they let you be I'm your co-pilot, and they let you lead this.
Yeah, I'm the head pilot. How long did you... Well, I mean, I've been on the job for 3 weeks. I've been training for 6 weeks, so let's not get crazy.
Okay. I am in my 20th year in this business.
Wow, 20 years with JetBlue.
Yes. I have never in my life been in this scenario. You just flipped a switch, and I'm not quite sure what's going on. But
okay. I took off the salt label. It does say fuel dump.
You said salt lape. Why'd you put a salt lape? Actually, no. Let's talk about the fuel dump.
Ground control to flight 216. Ground control to flight 216.
Hey, flight 216, what's going on?
We're noticing that you have above average salt levels.
Nope, that's not how the lyrics go. It's ground control to Major Tom.
Okay.
So if you're going to sing a song, let me just turn this guy off.
Okay, no.
Can't even get the lyrics right.
You can't turn off ground control. That would be a... That'd be a terrible oversight.
Of course, we can't hear him because I turned it off.
To be able to turn us off would be
I can hear
disastrous.
Him just fine.
Wait, I guess when I flipped the switch, I just took off my headphones. Let me see what flip I switched here. That says, lose wings?
Why do we have a lose wings? What's going on?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Because I hate Paul McCartney.
The lose wings button just stops any wings from playing on the plane, which is the in-flight music selection.
That is... Fine.
Who are you responding to?
I'm responding to ground control.
Okay. Let me put my headphones back.
Ground control, this is Major Tom. Can you tell me exactly why we have salt levels on a plane?
It's a desalination, so the plane can float if it hits water.
Okay, so in case of a Sully scenario.
Yes, in case you got a Sully
You're
yourself.
Part of the Sully Nation?
I'm part
the
of
Sully Field fan group?
I'm part of the Sully Nation.
Oh.
I'm a Sully Sullenberger fan club.
Yes.
Me too.
Yeah, all pilots are. Why is that fuel dump? He just released our fuel. Is there any chance that we...
I'm sorry. The fuel dump button just plays fuel in the cabin of the plane.
Hemorrhage is one of my favorite songs of all time.
Leave life bleeding
that was
in my hands.
The first dance at my wedding.
I actually love to find that switch that turns you guys off now.
Let's see.
I love the asking the question, and then when fuel dump registers, you're like, whoa, never mind. Let's talk about priorities. Speaking of priorities, we are going to take the quickest little Kit Kat break so Erin can do her push-ups, and we can hear from some sponsors.
Yeah, right.
And we'll be right back with more Hey Riddle Riddle.
Erin, JPC, shh. Come on in, but be careful. All my penguins are sleeping on my Helix Sleep mattress.
Aww.
Look at that. The whole team sleeping on a Helix Sleep.
Helix Sleep, the mattress by and for penguins? No.
No,
wait,
that's not
that
it.
Can't be all right. That can't be right, right?
Well, it's not by and for, but they love it, just like humans do.
Adel, I can't wait to wake them up and tell them that I also have a Helix Sleep mattress. I have the Midnight Lux, and it's by far the best night's sleep I've ever gotten. I miss my mattress so much.
Oh,
Dang.
Aaron, do you think that people like being woken up to hear that someone has the same mattress as them?
In my experience.
I got to say, okay. Midnight Lux would have been such a good Penguin baseball player name. Also, I don't know if you've noticed, the Penguins love these models with the memory foam layers to provide optimal pressure relief if they sleep on their side, which most of them sleep standing up, but some of them sleep on their sides.
Wake them up so I can tell them that Helix offers 20 unique mattresses, including the award-winning Lux Collection, which I enjoy, and newly released Helix Elite Collection, a mattress designed for big and tall sleepers, and even a mattress made just for kids. So all you have to do is take a quick Helix sleep quiz to find your perfect mattress in under 2 minutes. Aww. Wake them up, wake them up.
And if they have mattresses for kids, they must have mattresses that penguins can enjoy as well, right?
Yes, of course.
Absolutely.
Plus, penguins will love this. There's no better way than to test out a mattress than by sleeping on it in your home or your burrow or wherever penguins live. That's why Helix offers a 100-night trial and a 10 to 15-year warranty to try out your new Helix mattress. 10 to 15 years, that's a penguin's lifespan, maybe.
Oh, one of them's waking up. Oh, they want to say something.
Helix is offering 20% off all mattress orders and 2 free pillows for our listeners. Go to helixsleep.com/riddle and use code HELIXPARTNER20. This is their best offer yet, and it won't last long. With Helix, better sleep starts now. Quack, 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 quack.
And hey, Penguin, I'm sorry. Is there any truth to the fact that Helix is owned by penguins, made by penguins, and it's exclusively for penguins? Or is that just something I made up in a dream?
Oh, he's asleep. He fell asleep.
Quick, wake him up and tell him about your mattress. This podcast is sponsored by Squarespace. Okay, Adel, Aaron, I am putting the finishing touches on our Penguin Baseball League website, powered by Squarespace, the all-in-one website platform for entrepreneurs to stand out and succeed online. Whether we're just starting out with Penguin Baseball League, which we are, or managing a growing brand with Penguin Baseball League, which we are, Squarespace makes it easy to create a beautiful website, engage with our audience, and sell anything from products to content to time, all in one place, all on our terms.
Phew, thank goodness we use Squarespace, because now we can upload video content, organize our video library, and showcase our content on beautiful video pages. You can even sell access to your video library by adding a paywall to that content. So people might need to pay a couple extra dollars to see these cute little penguins sliding into third.
Plus, with Squarespace, we can start a completely personalized website with the new guided design system, Squarespace Blueprint. Choose from professionally curated layout and styling options to build a unique online presence from the ground up, tailored to your brand or business, and optimized for every device. And that's the hardest part about doing Penguin content, is because their sizing is wildly out of whack. You never know if you're going to get a big penguin or a small penguin, but with Squarespace, you can easily launch your website and get discovered fast with integrated, optimized SEO tools, so you show up more often to more people and grow the way you want. And I hope these penguins grow the way I want, because I'm going to need them to grow really big to play Penguin baseball.
Oh, yeah. All of our teams need to grow really big, right? We all agree?
Oh, yeah. Huge. Yeah.
And of course, you can also add courses to your Squarespace site. Squarespace has the tools you need to create and sell your own online course. So we can teach other people how to play Penguin baseball. You can start with a layout that fits your brand, upload videos, and customize everything with next-generation editing technology.
So head to squarespace.com for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, go to squarespace.com/riddle to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or a domain. Domains are where penguins live.
Huh.
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 Oh. Oh, we did some sort of call. The penguins are flying towards us.
They're coming here. They're coming here.
They're running.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp.
That was so funny, JVC. Oh, I'm feeling drained.
Okay. No, yeah.
My social battery literally just ran out after you told that really funny joke.
Same girl, same.
It was a story about me getting into a car accident, but yeah, whatever.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah. I'm so sorry. I really hit my wall. I'm feeling a little burnt out, a little tired.
Mm-hmm. Car also hit me into a wall.
I think I got to talk to my BetterHelp therapist about this.
Aaron, I will say it can be easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves thin, especially with social gatherings picking up after the winter and with JPC's stories.
Yeah, Puzzbot, you totally get it. You have a battery. I got a battery. Mm-hmm. You know what? I've been using BetterHelp for many years, and it helps me so much. And if you're thinking about starting therapy, you should give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. I just send a message to my counselor anytime I'm feeling a little low, blue, stressed, anxious, and she gets back to me so quickly in the most thoughtful way. It works for my brain better than traditional riding to a therapy ever did for me.
Yeah. Speaking of brains, I got the brain scan back, by the way, just so you know, I'm all clear that there's no bleed. Yeah.
And you just have to fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can switch therapists anytime for no additional charge.
This is a drawing of a brain.
Always cool hanging out with you, Puzzbot. Always just a breath of fresh air.
If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. I know I have struggled with why was I created to do puzzles. Are we really doing puzzles anymore, though? So,
not really, I guess. That's a good point, Puzzbot.
Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/riddle today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/riddle, RIDDLE. Sorry about your cat, GPC. What was it?
Cat scan.
What was it?
I got hit by a caterpillar construction truck.
Fun.
And we are Frogs on a Log.
I'm the first frog.
I don't want to do this.
What?
Hold on. No. And then.
Don't point at me. I don't want to
do
this.
Hold on. First frog. Don't want to do this. And then. There. We did it. We completed the Budweiser.
The three
Super
frogs
Bowl
on a log.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
Bud, why? Bud, I don't want to be here.
Most of our listeners know that commercial.
And most of our listeners know you don't want to be here.
I have no idea what's happening.
Welcome.
Welcome back. Well, what is happening right now is we're back from our break, and we still have not solved this riddle.
That's not true.
Oh, I forgot about it.
Oh, yeah. I also forgot about the riddle. Can you repeat it?
So the riddle
is... not Michael Jordan.
What is wider than life itself, longer than forever...
Moon River.
So simple it's complicated, travels but never leaves the spot, puts others in danger but no one gets hurt, and reaches to worlds unknown.
A choice.
Water, light.
Choice I love. What was it?
Water or light.
Water or light. Pick one.
Light.
No.
Steve Winwood's Higher
nope.
Love.
Take me a higher love. Is that higher love I've been thinking of?
Okay, is it Steve Winwood's Higher Love?
Yeah,
yes.
Think about it.
Well, it's something Steve Winwood did to create Higher Love.
Shredded, a composition? A
fucking shredded on my guitar.
Sell your soul to the devil.
Opening Ableton Live?
Yes, 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 all of these. It's something Steve Winwood used to create a higher woman.
Producer?
No.
His brain.
His brain, voice? But what in
thought.
His brain, or what's a concept from the brain?
A thought.
Is it a thought?
But a more specific type
a
of
memory.
Thought.
A memory.
An imagination?
Okay. Imagination.
What?
Is wow. The answer.
I what? Hate that riddle.
Isn't that a fun riddle?
No, no.
This sucks, man.
Yeah.
So I want to see a scene.
We at least once an episode, we get one that really yeah. sucks.
And we've
this,
had
isn't
two
from a, this isn't from a listener, is it?
No.
Okay, good. Then it sucks.
What's tall, but also short, and also wide, and also green.
A dream.
I liked it.
Aaron, uh-huh. It sounds like something Willy Wonka would say throughout his factory, mm-hmm. where it's like, the woozles taste like woozles. The schnozberries taste like schnozberries. And then he goes into this riddle.
Oompa loompa doopity imagination.
Aaron, I want to see a scene. You are going to be a little kid dreaming. We'll say you're about eights or tens.
Mm-hmm.
And Japes and Demi are two people in your imagination who you have brought to life, and you are constantly putting them in danger, but they are getting hurt. Unlike this riddle that says you put others in danger, but nobody gets hurt, they are getting hurt.
Wow, I can't believe I made my two best friends.
I'm not your friend.
Well, yeah, I mean, best friend is maybe a little much.
This is super hurtful because you're from my imagination and you're putting me down.
Yeah, what does that say about you?
Yeah, think about what you're doing to us, right? Listen to this voice you fucking gave him.
Yeah. I gave you a good voice.
Yeah, you did give me, thank you so much for this voice. But why did you give me 14 legs and a dick on my head?
I think you're adorable.
I have 45 teeth and a super small mouth. Ouch.
You're two peas in a pod. Well, here's the thing. I'm going to throw you into the fire.
Why? For what? To what end?
You can't get hurt. You're my pretend friend,
you
silly.
You don't understand how this works.
All I have is pain receptors.
Yes.
Well,
I'm just nerve endings.
Here we go.
You could give me infinite pleasure.
No one else at summer camp will talk to me.
Do you? This is probably why.
Yeah, have you ever thought maybe some self-examination?
No, everyone else's pretend friends are boring, like talking elephants or pillows with wings.
Okay, so here's the thing. We know those guys. They are having the time of their goddamn lives.
Yeah, pillows with wings is legit cool.
Talking elephant uses his ability to talk to tell us how much he's glad that he exists.
Pillows with wings let me take a hit off his vape pen, and it was one of the best days of my life.
It was a great day.
I think you two have character, but into the fire you go. I want to hear the sounds you'll make.
It'll be
slow
death.
Come on, get in. Here.
Can we just pretend to make the... just
alley-oop into the fire.
Whoa, you know... Oh. Actually, this isn't...
Ew.
Ooh, they're deviants.
Demi, did you have a pretend friend?
Did I? No. I had a stuffed teddy bear named Rupert.
Oh, that's so fancy.
Yeah.
Did he have a little fancy British accent?
I had a British accent when I was a child.
You did?
I was born in London.
Whoa.
Yeah. Oh.
So your teddy bear certainly did.
Yeah, my teddy bear was unfortunately very British.
Can you slip into it?
No.
Could you?
The thing is, I'll say yes and then do it and it'll go Australian very quickly. So.
Can we hear you say my teddy bear was very British?
Not in an accent.
Yeah. Just,
my teddy bear was very British.
Thank you.
Well, my teddy bear was very British.
That's great.
Oh my God. When did it start to fade away?
When I was six.
Mm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Is that when you also left London?
No, we left when I was four.
Got it.
Yeah.
And when Aaron said, when did it start to fade away? We're talking about Rupert, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Rupert's still around.
He is?
Yeah, that guy sucks now, though. He rubs the British thing in my face. He's like, oh, Paddington, huh? Paddington's pretty cool. He's jealous as hell of Paddington.
I get it. We all are. Yeah. What a wardrobe.
He's 26 now. He's got a neck tattoo.
Yeah. Oh, speaking of neck tattoo, Demi, you said your character had a dick on its head. I assume back of the neck or where?
I wasn't really thinking about where. I like to think that the...
I think the obvious is like unicorn boner, but I think it's way more fun to do it like just somewhere...
You think back of the neck is the head?
I guess we'll have to call this episode unicorn boner, huh?
Unicorn boner. I like to think that it was just like... Well, the dick is like the head to dick ratio is so disproportionate that it is just whole head.
Yeah.
Not sure where it ends and where it begins.
Yeah. I like that.
Yeah.
James, what would you say the head to dick ratio is on you, dickhead?
Get his ass.
100%? Yeah.
That's like someone using math as a slam, like in school. It's like, I heard your head to dick ratio is 100%. We shouldn't have taught you math.
Foil. Let's do another riddle here. This is a short one. What always goes to bed with its shoes on?
Drunks.
A river.
The answer is drunks in a river.
Tom Waits.
Those two answers back to back are very good.
I can see that Tom Waits, Tom Waits tells everyone he knows he doesn't own a TV. Two, he sleeps with his shoes on.
His
shoes are probably like some sort of weird metal boot.
I'm not taking these shoes off.
Back in my drinking days, when I was still living in Chicago, the first apartment I lived in,
where do you live now?
It was the first apartment that I lived in Chicago back when I was drinking.
Okay.
But it was a four-story,
back
it was a townhouse.
When I was drinking.
So it was like four stories, walk up, all stairs. And I remember I was very, very drunk one night and I came home and I woke up in the morning and I was laying on the floor of my bedroom like feet from my bed. Mm-hmm. So I had climbed up four flights of stairs but didn't have the strength to like get into my bed. And the thing that was, it was winter time and I had walked into the house wearing my boots and my feet hurt so fucking bad the next day because I had fallen asleep in like snow boots. It was awful. And I was like, one more foot, and I would have had a...
But you sang it like Les Mis, right?
Oh, yeah. One more foot. Empty shoes and empty snow boots.
So what do we think always goes to bed with its shoes on? Aaron, did you give a
guess? Have we had this riddle before?
What'd you say?
Have we had this riddle before?
Could be. Aaron, it could be.
Is it a man married to a woman named It Shoes On?
It's Bob. He had a baby. It's a boy.
It's a boy. It's a shoes on. I always go to bed with his shoes
on. I'm not
on.
A
what,
woman.
What always goes
Denise
to bed
his shoes on.
With his shoes on?
Yes.
Horse.
It is a horse.
Yeah.
What? Did we have this one before?
It sounds familiar. You know, I think we haven't had it. I think I saw it when I was looking for riddles to read on the show.
Wait, but don't horses not do that?
No, they nailed those motherfuckers onto their feet,
is
right?
That what that...
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Is that what that sound is?
I would like to see a scene. The three of you are horses, and JPC, you're a horse who decided to lay down, and you two are trying to figure out what's going on.
All right, I'm going to go to sleep. Night. Peace.
Wait, to sleep?
Yeah, I'm just going to lay down and go to sleep. Good night.
All right, wait, Colby.
Hmm? What do you want? What's up, Jack?
You're still dressed.
What do you mean?
Well, hold on. I'm Jack.
Yeah,
you're I'm Colby. Colby. Of course, we have Monterey.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
All named after drunks.
Cities. Oh, sorry. What was you? What was
cities?
Cities, yeah.
Cities.
Uh-huh. And we are, of course, in the famous city, Munster.
I think it's weird that you guys are saying this. You say this every night. You just say our names and then where we are, and I don't care for it.
I'm going to go to sleep.
Well, you don't know who's listening. You know, there could be a scout or agent out there, and I want to break the big time.
Wait, an eight for what? Oh, you want to be Seabiscuit, don't you?
Well, yeah. After watching BoJack Horseman, who knows what's possible?
That's Secretariat. I'm talking about Seabiscuit, the famous 2003 Tobey Maguire film.
Mm-hmm. Damn, you're throwing me a lot.
Slaughterhouse Rules?
No, that's the 1998 Tobey Maguire film. I'm talking about 5 years later, shortly after he did Spider-Man.
I'm a horse. I'd have no concept of when movies come out.
Well, I'm also a horse, and I pay damn attention, all right? Don't be talking about
Monterey, we've been talking. We know that you're two kids in the front half and back half of a horse
now,
costume.
Don't you keep accusing me of that. Mm-hmm. Like I'm some sort of Vincent Adultman from the hit show the hit television show BoJack Horseman. I am a human. Nope, sorry, a horse. And not a human of any age.
It sounds like you can't get your words straight, like you've got Mr. Peanut Butter in your mouth from the hit show BoJack Horseman.
Sorry to bother you guys, but I hear the glue man's coming to the farm tomorrow.
Well, thank you. The glue man group?
No, yeah, they're going to turn one of you into glue.
Is this a ghost of a cow? What's going on?
No, this is Cheddar, named after the famous city.
I'm Cheddar, named after the famous city.
Oh, which Cheddar? I know Cheddars are like Springfields. Which Cheddar?
Wisconsin.
Mm-hmm. It's not a save.
How do you know that the glue man's coming to town?
I heard they're coming to town. They do percussion, and they turn horses into glue. Moo.
Why?
I'm going to go talk to the pig. They're smarter than you.
Real quick, you know
would.
You're going to be beef, right?
What?
You know what? You know beef is cow? They give it a different name to disassociate our brains, but it's cow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, have you seen the film Food, Inc.?
The famous food.
You're those two kids in a horse costume.
I'm not no kids and no damn horse. Where would I even get a horse costume?
Look, we're all farm animals with Netflix. We know what's going on.
Speaking of horses, hold on. Do you guys hear that?
What?
What is that?
Santa Claus?
Casey, do you hear that?
Is it imagination again?
It sounds almost like imagination. It almost sounds like a parade, like some sort of...
Don't do this.
Some sort of animal parade?
God damn.
It's animal parade. So, Demi, what we're going to do...
We're not going to do the thing?
We're going to do the intro.
Okay. Like,
but
happening?
We have to initiate Demi.
Okay.
So, Demi, the way we do animal parade
I would have just wanted to... do it, and then let Demi be like, what the fuck was that? And
great.
You
let's,
could,
let's,
oh, I've been doing that this whole time.
Let's the do the shame it. Of Animal Parade.
Let's do it, and then Demi will hop in. Mm-hmm. Here we go.
Ready?
So,
go ahead.
Japes, whenever you're ready.
Do a monkey with a hang glider.
Do a lobster with an engagement ring.
Do a crawfish on Ambien.
Do a panda with some knives.
Do a horseshoe with a crab.
Do a jellyfish with a crown.
Do a mongoose with a haunted past.
Do a human with a laptop.
It's Animal Parade.
Welcome to Animal Parade.
Sorry, I panicked. I looked around the room and I just
panicked.
Something.
He saw me.
That's why he said panda with knives. He looked around
animals.
The room.
Yeah, I was like, fuck.
So with animal segment, of course, our famous popular segment that we've done one time, what I'm going to do is read a quick article about something extraordinary that animals are doing in the news.
Ooh, in the news.
And then we're going to do an animal-based puzzle. So this is a article that says, the many benefits of yoga with puppies. Westbrook, Maine.
This rules.
There are people all around the world still waiting to get into a hot new yoga class. Yoga
yogurt.
With puppies or kittens. Once or twice, the Animal Refuge League of Greater Portland hosts the workout classes, and at $25 a person, they sell out quickly. The first year we did it, we just did kitten yoga because puppies can be messy, and we thought people might not want to yoga in the mess of puppies. we took a risk one time and it sold out so quickly that we now do it twice a month, says Jenna Roth, the director of community engagement for the Yoga Institute. Isn't that fun? Would you do yoga? There's like goat yoga,
it's
right?
$25?
Goga?
Yeah, I would do $25 yoga, right? Isn't that which insanely is, cheap?
Goat Yoga on the Go. What was it?
Is that a good price for yoga?
Oh, man.
It says
what, $20?
Yeah, $25 a person, so they sold out quickly. That for yoga pretty... class, I assume.
Demi, what's the most like LA thing you've done?
Ooh, yeah.
Ooh. I'm trying to there's
played soccer with Rod Stewart.
No, I wish.
Like goat yoga or
got spit on by Christian Bale.
The dog cafe is not really a no. Yeah, I don't know. I feel like I don't do too many very LA things.
Oh, okay.
I'm stressed for an answer.
You just did something at a cat cafe.
I did comedy at a cat cafe, but that was in Chicago.
Yeah, yeah.
So
this is going to sound like a dumb question, but did the cats do comedy?
hey, now, you're very correct. That was a dumb question. They did not do comedy.
Oh, scratch my nose, please.
Little kitties stand up.
Oh, I got to see Aaron. I just want to see 30 seconds of kitties stand up.
You know, when you hide for 3 days and your owner's like, where is he? Did he get outside? And you keep hiding because you like to see your owner squirm? That makes you a cat. Thanks so much. That's my time. I'm getting a little kitty light in the back. See y'all later.
All right. Oh, great job. Love that cat. All right. Coming up next, you know him from his Netflix special. It's Dave Chappelle. That's this lineup. That's the lineup today.
All right, everybody.
I don't want to see your Dave Chappelle impression.
I could have sworn you were going to say another animal.
Nope.
That's hilarious.
Dave Chappelle goes to those cat stand-up clubs just so he can workshop his real edgy stuff.
I love the idea of like someone being like, hey, Mittens, you're a cat. You're going to do stand-up.
Really?
You're going to open for Dave Chappelle.
Oh, fuck.
No, I like the other way. Hey, Dave, we're bumping you for a second. We got Mittens is going to go up and do Mittens type just, five.
I mean, if a cat talked, I think even Dave Chappelle would be like, I want that cat on my show.
Yeah, let the cat do it.
I love also that the cat got its light in the back and probably just ran off and chased it.
Yeah, chased
I'm getting
the
a laser
light.
Against the back wall.
Yeah.
I don't think I would do yoga with puppies. I know they have like the goat yoga where they stand like goats on you and mm-hmm. stuff. What's the purpose of it?
Instagram pic?
Is it just fun? Like for Instagram?
I think Demi's 100% right. It's a photo op.
Yeah, I want to focus on puppies if I want to be with a puppy. And
right.
Focus on yoga if I want to do yoga.
When I'm working out, I'm only thinking about one thing. Do not shit your pants.
And Gaines. Chris yes. Gaines.
Gaines and Brooks.
So the riddle we're going to do or the sort of puzzle we're going to do is I want the three of you to work together.
Okay.
Aaron's falling asleep.
No, I'm just
I want
listening.
The three of you to work together and you need to name 10 bands through any time period that have an animal in their name.
Okay, can I ask a question? And this will burn it, but I want to know. Would wings qualify? Because it's got the... Okay.
What animal is wings? I'm very mad.
It's a kind of fish.
Ah, okay. Wings fish.
You've never eaten wings?
Okay, good. I just want to know if like parts of animals qualified or if it has to be the animal. Okay.
Yeah, no.
Okay, ooh, okay.
Steel panther.
Yes.
Okay.
That's one.
Black Cat Sabbath.
That's two. No, we're not giving you that.
Oh, boy.
Def Leppard.
Def Leppard's
Def
two.
Leppard.
Mm-hmm. So far, Demi has two. You have zero.
Well, you're missing we're working together.
You're missing
just
the most
said.
Obvious answer of all
the
time.
The Yardbirds, the Beatles.
Yardbirds, Beatles.
The Beatles.
Beatles to me is like the biggest one.
Mm-hmm.
So we have four.
The Monkees.
Five.
Monkees, yeah.
I got five, y'all.
Wow.
You're you so good suck. At this. You're moving so fast.
To be fair, Demi, Japes did have Black Cat Sabbath. What was
Black
it?
Black Cat Sabbath.
Do you count Dave Matthews Band? I've seen that man shred. He's an animal.
Fair.
I recently... when and you know what, I might have been high. Okay, so I was on YouTube and I was looking up all the time. There was a musical guest on Sesame Street, and you should look up Dave Matthews because I was like, okay, I'll watch the Dave Matthews one.
Yeah,
2 seconds in, and I was sobbing.
What?
Oh my God, I cried so hard at Dave Matthews.
Why?
On Sesame Street.
Crash into me.
Yeah. It was.
Dave, do you want to sing about what happens to you every day? You wake up in the morning, you put on some clothes.
I think it's him and Grover, and I don't want to spoil it, but it's basically talking about how it's okay to have feelings, but look it up, you'll
Dave,
cry.
Dave, have you ever accidentally unleashed a bunch of shit over a bridge?
Do you guys know about that story?
In Chicago.
Yeah.
Oh,
wow, the birthplace.
And Chicago still has not forgave him for that.
Two more. Cat Stevens, Cat Power.
Yes.
Oh,
that's seven.
Rat-a-tat?
Rat? Yeah, we'll count that.
There's a snake one.
Is there? We'll count that, Aaron.
No.
No, no, no. What, some sort of white snake?
Yeah.
Yeah, white snake. Yeah.
That's what I was thinking of.
Great. So we have 9. We need 1 mo.
Modest Mouse.
Modest Mouse. That's 10. Give yourselves a round of applause.
Nice. That was all Demi.
That's not true.
That was
we're
going to
do
difficult.
Another round. And this round is going to be songs with animals in them. We'll do 5 of those, please.
I'm like a bird.
Baby, come cat. Like a bird, Nelly Furtado.
The bat dance.
The bat dance. Prince.
Blackbird.
Blackbird.
Just the original Batman soundtrack.
Yeah.
Rocky Raccoon.
Fever. Cat Scratch Fever.
Rocky Raccoon.
Rocky Raccoon.
Kiss from a Seal.
Kiss from a Seal.
Oh, we missed Seal.
Oh, damn.
And now you have to do, so we did 10, we did 5. Now we have to do 2 bands that have animal names in them that also sing a song with an animal in them.
Beatles, Rocky Raccoon.
Okay, that's one.
What did the Three Dog Night sing a
Jeremiah
song
was
called?
A bullfrog.
It's been a three dog night.
And
that's the monkeys? Just kidding.
Bands, do you know these, Adel? Did you look these up ahead of time?
No. Okay. How would I know?
I'm trying to think of monkeys. Well, don't the monkeys have a song called The Monkeys?
Hey, where the monkeys? There we go. That's 2. Nailed it.
Nice. Okay, yeah. Fuck.
But I got to say that Demi really led that charge.
Yeah.
Not that last one.
If this was Normandy, Demi would be dead.
In a good way.
You'd be dead in a good way. Your family would never see you again. In a good way.
You'd be right at the top of the graveyard. alphabetically.
I do want to see a scene
I'm
just
not digging
based
a
on,
graveyard. Why would you say that?
Based on the previous goose we were doing, I do want to see a scene that this is Sesame Street. Mm-hmm. And we have some amount of Sesame Street characters and some amount of musicians coming by, mm-hmm. whoever you want to play. Mm-hmm. But the musicians don't necessarily match the tone of the show. These are musicians who probably should not be on a kids program.
Mr. Elmo, so excited to meet the first musician today. Come on in.
Oh my God, it's Gwar.
It's Gwar. That's what I was going to say. Anyway. Meet.
Mr.
Sandwich.
Elmo.
Crucify.
Mr.
Oh, meat
Elmo
sandwich. I'm going to chainsaw you in half. Right through the dick. Elmo goes in my butt.
1, 2 pieces of meat sandwiched man.
Cookie Monster is excited to meet the next musician. I'm Cookie Monster.
Hello, it's me, Sinead O'Connor. I have a picture of Snuffleupagus. Rip.
Are you saying that the Snuffleupagus is our pope?
I think she said that we should fight the real enemy. And Snuffleupagus is not real.
Hey, that's right.
Hey, y'all. Are y'all ready for me? It's me, Uncle Cracker. I don't know.
And me, Anti-Cracker.
The Cracker Barrel Band.
We should sing your songs together.
Peg game, play the peg game. Two left, you're a genius.
2 t-shirts for $20.
I don't think you guys know your own song.
I love the idea of Gwar showing up.
Honestly, Gwar was
putting
the first.
On a puppet.
Gwar was the first one in my mind, too.
Yeah, I was like, inappropriate. Gwar.
What was the line from Empire Records where.
Hey, Mark, join the band.
Yeah. But it was like, hey, Mark, you're going to die.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can't recommend going on YouTube and watching a bunch of musicians on Sesame Street enough. It's a great rabbit hole to go down.
Thank God you said enough.
I'm trying to think. We really liked Celine Dion on it and R.E.M.
Everything Celine Dion does, I think, is flawless. I'm going to see her in April.
Wow.
Going to see Celine Dion?
What are you going to wear?
That'd be great.
I'll buy a new outfit.
Of course.
She's worth it.
Is she doing a residency? Is that?
I feel like she's doing a tour where she like stays in a place for a long time.
Yeah, I think she's going to be like at the Staples Center or something for a while.
She's doing a residency. She's going to be teaching a bunch of other doctors how to practice medicine. scrubs.
But look her up on Sesame Street.
Their hearts will go on?
Yeah. Damn it.
She goes to every cardiology office. Your heart will go on. Thanks, doc.
Because you scrubbed me.
Let's do one more riddle and then we'll call it a day.
Fucking thank God.
Why do you do this?
We don't know.
Demi, can we get a clean take of you saying that again?
Mm-hmm. Why do you do this show?
And we're going to put that before every episode.
Every episode?
Great.
Right after this is a HeadGum podcast.
What question can you never answer yes to? That's gonna be our final.
Is it worth it? Let me work.
Missy
it.
Elliott.
You can never answer yes to the question. How do you spell N-O or how do you say N-O?
What about what's
how do you
your
solve a problem like Maria?
What about what's your favorite band?
I love prog rock. Yes. What question can you never answer yes to?
This one.
This is a good answer.
Do you just want one? Yes, yeah. Two.
Jesus.
What? Fuck you.
What question can you never answer yes to?
Did I get close?
Is that the question you're asking? Mm-hmm. Is that your answer or the question?
Me.
Answer.
You can never say yes to this question?
Yeah. What question can you never answer yes to?
The dress?
Have you been here before?
Can you hear me now?
Did I get close with what I said?
What did you say?
Like, how do you say N-O?
No.
Or like, how do you...
This has to do more with the state of the person who might answer.
Oh, is this a Frenchman? You have been here before, no?
Do I make you Randy, baby?
Yeah, is it that?
Do I make you horny, baby?
Which is, of course, what Stan Marsh, his dad says constantly.
How about, is Hey Riddle Riddle a good show?
Yeah, you can never answer yes to that.
It's more of a...
I feel like we've given a lot of acceptable answers to this question. Like a lot of,
but not the right one.
Wait, well then tell us the right one.
Can we get a hint, please?
The hint is when somebody asks you that, you wouldn't answer anything. So it's not the
Is this a question?
No, but that is a good guess and also acceptable.
So if someone asked you this question, you would say nothing to them.
You would say nothing to them because you couldn't.
Can you tell me how to get to Sesame Street?
Can you tell me how to get?
Fuck no. Find your own way.
Is it, do you expect me to talk, Blofeld?
What is it?
The answer is, are you asleep?
Okay, well, I could lie.
I want to see one final scene.
Great.
JPC and Adel, you're Demi's parents, and Demi, you're coming into their room in the middle of the night because you had a nightmare.
Mommy.
Oh, fuck, baby. Oh.
Yeah, please. Fuck. Come with me.
Mommy, Daddy, why are you quoting Street Fighter?
How do you get... Blanca.
Mommy,
holy shit.
Oh, my dick's like Dawson.
We're going to go ahead and cut that out.
Demi, your parents.
Demi's laughing, but
show.
His eyes say, that's the worst improv I've ever been a part of.
I was like, all right, how do I fuck with this? And be like, they weren't having sex. They're just playing games or something. And then you just were like, my dick. I'm like, damn it.
We would never not be having sex.
That's our Jimmy Pardo podcast. Mm-hmm. Never not having sex.
Mm-hmm. Never
Demi,
not fucking.
Never not fucking.
That's amazing. Never not fucking. Demi, anything you want to plug?
Oh, Star Wars. You watch it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You have a favorite?
Yeah, I like The Last Jedi.
Gotcha.
Do you have a favorite character?
Love BB-8.
Aww.
Of the things that I do, I host a monthly show in LA, if you're ever in there, called Everything's Great. Come on down. It's a Dynasty Typewriter, where I believe you guys have a show.
Yeah.
Yeah. Aside from that. I see Star Wars already.
Yep.
Yes. You
did. And you Nothing said Last Jedi.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Gotcha. Last Jedi is a good one. Do whatever you want with those.
Hell yeah. Thank you, Demi. You're my favorite Twitter presence.
Oh, thank you.
Do you want to plug your Twitter?
Oh, right. Yeah. Sorry. I'm at Shaq. I'm at Electrolyte.
And I just want to say, I love all your dunks, all your blocks.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much.
I love your beef with Aaron Carter. I think it's so brave.
I'm going to kick his ass. He lied to the world about what I did. Never tied my shoelace.
I want to plug, I was on the Flophouse. Check that out. We reviewed a movie called The Fanatic, which is written and directed by Fred Durst, starring John Travolta. It is the worst thing I've ever seen in my life, but once you start watching it, you can't stop. So please check out The Flophouse.
So it's like The Ring?
It's like The Ring once you... Sandy?
You can follow me on Twitter at JPSoFly. You can follow me on Instagram at SharkBarkman. I recently listened to every episode of the Antifada podcast. So that's a fun podcast if you want to get really into communism. I really advise people
Hell yeah.
Give that a listen.
Ooh. Follow me, Aaron Keefe 10 on Instagram.
And come see World News every Saturday at I.O. We'll be there.
Mm-hmm.
And Aaron,
sometimes we'll be
sometimes.
There. We'll
using
be there
your imagination.
Mm, yes, okay.
Can you picture something in the sky? Maybe it's in the sky and it's getting closer and closer.
Pillow,
maybe like a large thing. That
pillow with wings?
Pillow with wings, yeah.
No,
it's my favorite Smashing Pumpkins song.
Anybody want a vape?
I'm going to go with Jupiter.
Bye forever.
Created by Adel Refai. Starring Aaron Keith and John Patrick Collin. Casey Tony did the editing. And Marty Perrin did the music. Logo created by Emily Cardamus and Emily Navoris.
Did you know that there are spinoff songs by the same guy of the Monster Mash?
On this podcast, we have mentioned Monster Rap.
Yeah.
Times.
Monster Rap is now Rap for Daddy.
We have a segment called Rap for Daddy.
Oh, God.
Which is where I do a game show, and at any point I can say Rap for Daddy, and they have to do like a rhyming. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, it's God. Never good.
I think that's even funnier.
But that song is
ridiculous.
Much better than Monster Mash in the worst way.
Aaron and Demi.
A 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Welcome to Aaron and Demi in the morning, at night.
We talk about the mornings at night.
Yes, not today morning, tomorrow morning.
What's going on? Honey, turn off the TV. TV's not on.
Tomorrow morning.
Where is that coming from?
It's a radio show for
we
tomorrow
think we'll
morning.
We'll have coffee.
That's Wait, right.
The TV's off and the radio's off. But the dog is just holding its mouth open?
Aaron, what do you think?
His eyes are wide open.
Is tomorrow the apocalypse?
We hope so.
We hope so.
Demi and Aaron in the morning.
In the morning.
Hoping
at
for
night.
The apocalypse?
We don't want to do this anymore.
How do I set you free? Do I have to rub the dog?
We're locked in a contract.
Casey, put that post credits.
Casey had a dog going,
That is a, such a like,
okay, we're good.
It's always when a mom and dad are kissing.
Yeah.
No,
it's like,
no,
oh, the kids can't see this.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.